This call is being recorded.
I know you're having trouble with the the sharing screen piece. We're going to try and do that here.
Yes.
And then you can talk to the presentation and we will change the screens. Is that okay?
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Hey, Manuel, this is Carl. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Emmanuel, I've got your presentation. What I'm going to do is I'll share my screen with it so you'll be able to see it. And then you can just tell me when to progress to the next slide, if that's good with you.
Okay.
All right.
I think I can do with that.
Okay, great. We seem to have quite a few people on the line. There are a couple of unknown people viewing. If you have access to the chat, could you just identify who you are so we can make notes in the notes of the call who was attending? Otherwise, there are two things for this call. The first thing is this: Emmanuel's going to do his presentation on the implementation of BSIS in Ghana. And then for those on the line who've been involved in implementing BSIS and or other systems at Blood Services, we thought it would be a good opportunity to just talk through what those experiences have been like and how they differed. So those are the two things that are on the agenda for today's call. Is there anything else anybody would like to discuss on this call? Okay, great. Then Emmanuel, I'll hand over to you. Emmanuel, can you hear the screen? Sorry, see the screen. Can you hear me? See the screen.
Yes, I can see you. I can hear you, sorry.
Can you see the screen?
No, I can't see the screen.
All right, Emmanuel, we have your presentation up. Why don't you have yours up on your side, and then you can just tell us to go to the next slide, and we'll go to the next slide when you're ready.
Okay. So
the
next slide, I'll just. All right. So I'm on the introduction slide. Just to talk a bit about the southern area. That's for the five southern regions of Ghana, and we do collect about 34,000 units of blood a year, and I took approximately 1,000 sections in 2006, both mobile sections and sessions and clinics. Last year we had 53% of our donations being from voluntary blood donors. Otherwise, it's been less than 50%. So from last year, we made a very good jump to 53%, and it's been increasing, as you can see from the graph below, from 2012 to 2016. This slide talking about the background. We made several efforts to implement an information system for donors, and it started from the mid-1990s, even before I joined the blood service. Looking through the books, you realize that we have been through a lot of implementations. The idea was that we're trying to implement locally developed software because of the high cost of implementing or buying ready-made software. orders from other companies. So we're trying to implement locally made companies. And we've gone through this, and all of them failed at some stage. Some had to do with discordancy between the software and the operations, and some were developed for other things, and they were modified to fit into blood services, and so it wasn't meeting the needs. Others had to do with delay, with developers responding to change requests, and so at all of these stages we were not able to implement the software. Also, we were in the process of developing or working with the fifth developer when we head of business, and so we had to take a very high level decision and a very hard one at that to abandon that project to go ahead with business, and that was in October. If I should get it clear, October last year. So we made a decision when we had officers or executives visiting us, and CDC also visiting us for a pre-implementation visit for us to discuss the way forward into how we are moving on. Slide 4. To talk about this, is I don't know whether I need to go over this, but let me just go over it. Since we are all in the business community and we understand what business is about. Robin, should I move on to the next slide, or you need me to talk about this?
I think you can probably just flit over it and go to the next slide.
To the next slide, okay. All right, so with the implementers in Ghana, I think we went through basically all the processes that were outlined as the implementation plan for the implementation of BSIS. The deployment was done in October 2016, and we did the installation qualification as we were supposed to have done with the personnel. We did the training, or the high-level users were trained by officers of GMB, and they were asked to were asked to test the system to try and use this, and then come out with issues and change requests that they had, or any issues that they had with business. Then we went ahead to do the operational qualification, which we didn't do it quite well. We had to revisit that one, but we did some operational qualification of business. And then we had Kanti. I think before all of this was done, Kanti was assigned to us as our implementer. So we came around to train all the users of BSIS. And users were encouraged to join with the performance qualification. And we actually were able to complete our performance qualification and the operational qualification after myself and Eugene, who just joined the meeting, let me just say that he just joined us. I myself and Eugene were trained at the BSIS Academy, and we from experiences from our colleagues in Ethiopia, we realized that we need to do the performance qualification in an orderly manner. So when we came back, we applied that method, and we did the performance qualification and documented it properly. And we, after a bit of back, we were able to set March 2017 as our go live period, I think it was the 22nd of March or so, that we went live. And after that, we've had all the implementation support from Jembi, from Orin, and Kanti. I must say, implementation, they've virtually been like Ghanaians. They've been visiting us for quite some time, always making trips to Ghana, which has been very, very helpful. And we went live. I must also mention that in all of we've had very, very good response from Kanti in terms of issues that we had, and I think we had some issues with backup and all that. Very supportive. He had to make a trip that was in planner, and it was very helpful with the implementation. So I must say that the implementation support has been very, very good on our part, looking at our experiences with other developers that we've been through. Next slide, which is the slide 6. Just talking still about the, I think that this is something that implementation of BSIS as adapted by Jembi, very, very good, where we had to do an interconnection between policy, where we had to change certain things which had to do with our workflows, our documentations, the way the way we carry out our operations had to change. And so all of these things were not ignored. They were all put to get the implementation during the decision process. And so nothing was left behind. We had to look at where the system would be set up, how it's going, what kind of hardware was needed. And all of this had to do with high policy decision makers, like from the CEO being involved in all of this. And so it made the whole process quite easy, because you had all those who had to make the key decisions involved from the beginning of the process. And so I think this process, this implementation process adapted by this is by Jembi, that's quite good. The next slide, we also still talking about experiences where we had to do a whole review of all our SOPs, our donor clinical forms, just to make sure that we capture the right information to be able to feed into pieces. And as I mentioned earlier on, there were visits, which we are very grateful for. There were trainings, there were retrainings, which Jembi had to do extra training because some people forgot whatever they were supposed to do, and we took time to train and retrain. We did assessments, some were reassessed, and I think that some have types, and just to make sure that they are quite good at using the system and were certified to use pieces. Slide 8, please. And so we've just to talk about some of the challenges that we had from the beginning. We had some procurement challenges with the hardware, especially the barcode printers and the blank labels. It was quite difficult getting some of our local vendors to get us the equipment that we needed. And so we had some leads from Jembi, and so we had to get it from some South African companies. One of the challenges, it actually delayed our some of our qualifications, but at the long run, we were able to get over that hurdle. And there was a last gap that we found after we had gone live, that even though users were trained and they knew about what BSIS could do, there was just this gap between they actually using it for what it's supposed to be done And so they needed to be taken through some sort of step-by-step procedure to say that when you are going to do this, you have to use this. If you want to do this, this is how business has to be used. They know it in general, but then it was just applying it to work was something that we saw a gap in. So we had to use a one-on-one sort of engagement to engage them one-on-one at each workstation to find out the gaps that were there to be able to bridge the gap. So we're able to use the one-on-one engagement strategy to bridge that gap. And so now we have business currently being used full-time. Everybody is abreast with this. Everybody knows what to do with it at each particular time. And that helped us. On slide 9, talking about our lessons that we learned, as I said, as I just said, that it's important to use that one-on-one engagement. Normally, when leaders are trained as a whole, they tend to appreciate the system and what it's supposed to do. But some of them who actually need some one-on-one coaching to be able to comfortably use the system. We also learned that to internally market it to our staff was one thing that we needed to do, because even though everybody knew a system was coming, we needed to sell the idea very well so that they are convinced that it's something that is not going to come, not going to make them redundant, or is not going to make their work overly difficult. And so we had to do some to sell the idea to them and to convince them. With our lessons learned on procurement, we just know that we need to start procurement as early as implementation starts, or even when we decide to do any implementation, we have to start procurement, because it is something that in this country it's a delay, especially when we don't have the equipment available in this country. I plan to roll this out to the other centers. We've done a hardware assessment, and then we want to quickly start procurement of hardware even before we draw a plan on the implementation. I think that the city building that Jambi Health Systems did with us was also quite good. This was one of the things that we realized, that if we didn't have internal capacity, as myself and Eugene and other people were trained to actually manage the system, I think that we would have faced the problem that other developers, we had to make change requests and things were delayed and users give up on those systems. And so building internal capacity is one thing, that's one key lesson that we know that with implementation of such systems, it's very good to do that. On slide 10, we went live in March, and with the pictures the images that you see there, just trying to look at the difference between what we're doing and what we are currently doing after we've gone live, where we pack all the blood and we manually put labels, pre-printed labels on them, and we write the expiry date and all the other things that we needed, the information that needs to be on the blood bag, we write them on it. And so by now with business, we have business generated labels, where if that is the image on the right, where if a unit is infested or something, be infected or something, business will not allow you to print out a label. And so that is one of the key things that business is helping us, because when we are doing the mass labeling of blood, there is the tendency to mislabel some units. And so just to say the difference in what we're doing and what we are currently doing. So on the next slide, the success of implementing business. We launched business in Ghana in May 2017. And we had, if you guys, from the image, you can see the US ambassador and our deputy minister of health present, launched the system. We took them around, and I think the deputy minister was very, very, very impressed with what has been done. She asked a lot of questions because you find out that she liked what has been done. So it was launched in May 2017. The next slide will be just to talk about our hopes for the future. What implementing business holds for us for the future. First of all, we can safeguard our information. Then we can now believe, or we can now have trust in our data that we get now, because we know we have a system, computerized system, that will be able to give us quality data. We'll be able to make decisions very well. The future for research and development is that when data is available, you are quick to be able to get data to carry out certain research projects. And for strategic planning, you can easily retrieve information, you can easily retrieve data that can be analyzed to plan activities of the blast service. And overall, we'll be able to improve blast safety in Ghana. That is, when we look at our plan now that we want to roll it out to our other blast centers in Kumasi and Tamale, we just hope that whatever has been done in other parts of the country, and we'll be able to improve blast safety all across Ghana. Thank you. I think I'm done.
Great. Thanks very much, Emmanuel. That was really great. Does anybody have any questions for Emmanuel at this point?
Hello.
Pardon?
Does anybody have any questions for Emmanuel at this point? I see there are only a few people who are able to talk on the call right now. A lot of people are viewing. Does anybody have any questions to Emmanuel or want to make any comments about how they found implementing BSIS or any other systems? You can either use voice, or there is a chat function on the side of the, on the right-hand side of the screen, which will allow you to type something. Okay, so unfortunately, it doesn't look like people are able to actually interact with the system at the moment, although they can have been viewing the presentation, which is great. I'm going to send out an email after this call. And then if people want to ask questions or put forward their thoughts around some of the things that were discussed, you can respond to the email trail and we can get the discussion going that way, because I think it's very valuable to hear people's stories about implementing BSIS and other systems. But I think for now, if we don't have very many people on voice, we have one question that's just come through from Emily Evra, which is there a timeline for rolling out BSIS in other regions of Ghana? Emmanuel, do you want to answer that one? Okay, it looks like Manuel's dropped off. So Emily, just in response to your question, as far as I know, at the moment, there isn't a timeline. They're doing a needs assessment, or they're starting a needs assessment, and from there, they'll work out what the requirements are and what their timelines are going to look like. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for joining. it's been a good group this week. We've had 4 people on the line and 12 viewers who can hear us but can't speak to us, which is great. Have a very good day, and we hope you can all join the next call in 2 weeks. We'll be sending out the agenda items by the end of this week. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us. Have a good day, everybody.
Ажил ажил. Яг л үгүй шиг.